my daily life. I need not say that what I'm about to describe has no existence. Oxbridge is an invention. So is Fernham. I is only a convenient term for somebody who has no real being. Lies will flow from my lips, but there may perhaps be some truth mixed up with them. It is for you to seek out this truth and to decide whether any part of it is worth keeping. If not, you will, of course, throw the whole of it into the waste paper basket and forget all about it. Here, then, was I, call me Mary Beaton, Mary Seaton, Mary Carmichael, or by any name you please, it is not a matter of any importance, sitting on the banks of a river, a week or two ago, in fine October weather, lost in thought. That collar I have spoken of, women and fiction, the need of coming to some conclusion on a subject that raises all sorts of prejudices and passions, bowed my head to the ground. To the right and left, bushes of some sort, golden and crimson, glowed with the colour, even it seemed burnt with the heat of fire. On the further bank, the willows wept in perpetual lamentation, their hair about their shoulders. The river reflected whatever it chose of sky and bridge and burning tree, and when the underground